This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. We've been talking this week on Day to Day about race and the election, what it might mean for Black Americans if one of their own became president. And producer Adam Burke spent some time in rural Nevada recently.
He talked with voters and campaign volunteers about race, how it comes up, and how they handle it. And just a warning to listeners, this piece does contain some offensive language.
I covered a few thousand miles and talked to dozens of people in towns and small cities across the northern tier of Nevada. Maybe it's no surprise, but I never heard anyone say, "Okay, I admit it, I'm a racist." And there was only one time where I witnessed what I would call transparent bigotry. It was a few weeks ago. I was packing up my gear after an event at the McCain campaign headquarters in Fallon, Nevada, when a slight, elderly man in his 60s approached me. "Barack Hussein Obama," he shouted at me. "Barack Hussein Obama." He was shaking a little, and bits of spit flew out of his mouth as he spoke. "I'm tired of him hiding his middle name from us," he said. "He's a goddamn Muslim, and you can quote me on that." I glanced over at Mark Fest, the county chair for the local Republican Party. Fest didn't say anything, but he looked a little worried.
I didn't feel good, obviously, about what the guy was saying, but oftentimes if you're talking to somebody who's irrational, there's no point in arguing with them.
Several days later, outside the Republican headquarters in Fallon, Mark Fest and I talked about what had happened.
I don't doubt that there will be some people who vote for John McCain because they have some racist thoughts in their mind or because of something they've heard that's not true about Senator Obama. But we don't want to give the impression that intolerance drives our vote or bad facts drive our vote.
And when racially charged language does enter into a conversation, Fest heads it off as quickly as possible.
We try to guide them back to the issues because we do think there's a difference between Senator Obama and Senator McCain's politics, and that's what we try to focus on.
As for discussions about race in Fallon,
we really don't think about it that much. And maybe that's being a little idealistic, and certainly people might censor themselves depending on who they're talking to. So maybe people are self-censoring around me, I don't know. But I don't really see it as an issue.
In rural northern Nevada, vast alkaline basins are broken by hills and mountains the color of sand, buckskin, and baked bread. The city of Elko is way out in the middle of all this, halfway between Salt Lake City and Reno on the interstate. George W. Bush got 80% of the county vote in 2004, but the Obama campaign has been pushing hard in Elko, with dozens of volunteers working phone banks and canvassing neighborhoods. I went canvassing with Amy Lamb, who moved here from Portland, Oregon a few years ago. She was knocking on doors in the nearby town of Carlin, pushing Democrats to vote early and trying to persuade people who were still on the fence.
Let's talk to Joyce.
We approached the double-wide trailer where 73-year-old Joyce Langefelter lives. A number of small dogs are throwing themselves against her screen door.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good.
What can I do for you?
My name's Amy.
Uh-huh.
And I'm with the Obama campaign.
Uh-huh.
It turns out Langefelter, who's been a Democrat all her life, has already voted.
Well, I didn't vote for Obama. I just am kind of concerned about some things. And
can you tell me what your concerns were?
I'd rather not.
None of them, or?
I just would rather not.
Langefelter will talk about John McCain a little. She's concerned about him, too, especially his stance on social programs.
I don't know about his Medicare and all, his statements about that.
Do you want to tell me anything about your doubts about Obama, in terms of why you didn't want to vote for him?
No, that's my privilege.
Afterward, Amy Lamb shares a hunch.
It'd be nice to sit down and talk with her and figure out what her views were. But at some point, there's just like a wall. And just running into that wall gets frustrating.
I just try to remain really calm and not get angry at all.
In Elko, I meet Mabel Kite, another volunteer for the Obama campaign. She's worked the phone banks for over a year.
I had more positive phone calls than I had negative phone calls.
Some people have just hung up on her. But in one instance, she called a woman in a nearby town.
And when her husband answered the phone, I just introduced myself and said I was working for the Barack Obama campaign. And he said, "That nigger?" I said, "You mean Senator Obama?" No, I mean that nigger. He said, I would never vote for him, and if my wife does, she can leave home. I said, well, please tell her that I called, and thank you for your time.
This kind of exchange between strangers is rare in Elko, according to the volunteers I spoke with. But apparently it's the kind of talk that occurs more often in private.
I think race is an issue out here.
75-year-old Thelma Homer was born in Elko and has lived there all but five of those years.
And I know some people who would absolutely have that attitude of, no, I'm not voting for a black guy for president. But they would never admit it. They don't want to be called racist.
Homer is a Republican. She's voting for John McCain. She says many of her friends, especially older ones, associate Barack Obama's policies with the color of his skin.
Many of them just say, oh, you know, we don't want a black guy in there. He doesn't want guns. He's got this share the wealth type policy. He wants universal health care. Well, it's because he's black. They feel that he won't represent them properly. He wants to help his own.
Race is a part of this campaign. We all want to dance around it, but yes, it's there.
Less than 1% of Elko County's residents are black. I meet a few of them at the Cimarron ice cream shop in town, including Julie Embry and Charles Wright.
In the beginning here, we heard a lot of negative things. We heard racial things about Obama.
You can hear people going around saying, oh, he can't do anything. He's a terrorist and he works for the ragheads and all this stuff. But now people are starting to wake up.
Embry says Obama's candidacy gave people a chance to confront racial tensions in Elko, and she sees progress.
We called them and talked to them on the phone. They hung up in our face. We called them back and still treated them nice and came to their house. And they began to stop looking at the fact that it was a black woman coming to the front door. Not that they was going to invite me in and make me a part of their family all of a sudden. But now they are receptive. So it's changed. The atmosphere has changed.
In the last 50 years, most Americans have learned to hide their awkward feelings about race in the space between words, in the things they don't say. People in Elko and across northern Nevada have begun an awkward conversation, one that many hope will continue, regardless of Tuesday's outcome. For NPR News, I'm Adam Burke.
NPR's Day to Day continues.